This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Danish shipping giant Maersk is cutting 10,000 jobs, given a gloomy outlook for freight by boat. Meanwhile, FedEx reportedly is nudging its pilots to take jobs with American Airlines instead. Marketplace's Henry Epp goes deeper.
To explain what's going on with the shipping industry, we have to go back to the height of the pandemic, when we were ordering tons of stuff and there weren't enough cargo ships, planes, and trucks to carry it all. So shipping rates skyrocketed, and diesel was cheap. Dean Croke at DAT Freight and Analytics says it was
one of the most profitable periods in three decades. And carriers just flooded into the market.
Established companies added lots of capacity too, but after Russia invaded Ukraine in early 2022, fuel prices shot up, Croke says, and consumers started spending more on services than goods.
And then suddenly people were left with expensive trucks, rates plummeting, high operating costs, and this sort of feeling of whoa, hold on.
Zach Rogers, a professor of supply chain management at Colorado State, says the freight industry's been in a recession ever since, partly because there's still too much freight capacity, keeping shipping rates low. But that's changing, with companies like Yellow going under and others cutting back.
As we see more capacity exit the market, it will even out demand for those who remain.
Plus, he says there are signs companies are building up inventories again, which means more stuff to ship. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.